There are so many fun things we all can do to be healthier.
Welcome to ACN.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for tuning in. You are listening to Professional Style, and I am your host, Kathleen Williams. Again, thank you for joining me on this last Sunday of 2012. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is December 30th, Sunday, December 30th, 2012. Wow. Well, all year long, I've been counting it down. I've been telling you, you still have time to make some changes before the end of the year. You still have 6 months. You still have 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Now you have 1 day, and you can still make some changes before the end of the year. You can still do it. You can still do it. So as we talk about the year in 2012 and what's coming up in 2013. Oh my goodness, 2013, I can't even believe it, but we'll talk more about that. As we talk about all of that, I want you to have pen and paper out. Call in with your ideas, your thoughts about 2012 and 2013. You can join in the conversation. The number to call is 909-265-9189. Again, that's 909-265-9189. Call in, join us, talk to us about what's gone on in your year for 2012 and what's happening for you in 2013. You know, you have to have a plan, but without a plan, you plan to fail. So, actually, I really hate that saying, but let's say without a plan, you really don't have a plan. You know, that means you don't really, you're not laying out where you're going. And we believe here at Ask Kathleen Network that if you lay out the plan for where you want to go, you are 99% more likely to get there. So we're going to take a quick break and come right back with Professional Style, the last show of the year, December 30th, 2012. Again, I am your host, Kathleen Williams, and we are going to have some fun this evening. So sit tight, get your pen, get some paper, and we'll be back in just 1 minute.
I got a strong new feeling. It's a new day. I got a strong new feeling. It's a new day.
It's a new beginning. Vaseline Total Moisture is now better than ever, with pure natural and multi-layer moisture, infusing deeply, absorbing quickly, so it feels good and does good for skin. Next Generation Vaseline.
Where does a great night out get even better? At the new Ruby Tuesday, with our freshly made lobster tail and steakhouse sirloin for only $14.99. Enjoy the tempting combination of sweet lobster paired with a perfectly seasoned sirloin, cooked just the way you like it and served with a free garden bar, all for only $14.99. But join us soon. A pairing this perfect won't last forever. The new Ruby Tuesday.
The best way to tell how great you look is in your jeans. Drop a jean size in 2 weeks with the Special K Challenge. With more delicious options than ever. Jeans don't lie. Go to the new SpecialK.com to design your plan.
My collection is made of all the things that make me. You can tell my block got bigger, but I always remember where I started. And it feels great to move forward without leaving yourself behind. From uptown to downtown, it's all part of my style. I'm right where I'm supposed to be, thanks to where I've been. My style tells my story.
Introducing the Jennifer Lopez Collection, only at Kohl's.
How does it feel to try smooth, delicious Hershey's chocolate with 30% less fat? A smooth, delicious cause for celebration. New Hershey's Simple Pleasures Chocolate. 30% less fat, 100% delicious.
Dear Honda, thanks for getting my friend Lisa a deal on her Odyssey at your holiday sales event. She's got 5 boys, so the Bluetooth comes in handy.
I have to count.
Plus, it's got a rear view camera and seating for the ladies.
It's Christmas time in Holland, Queens. Mom's cooking chicken and collard greens. Rice and soup and macaroni and cheese.
More happiness and standard features with every Honda during Happy Honda Days. Get a great deal on the 2013 Odyssey at your Honda dealer.
Look at these pictures. Okay, your hair was so beautiful last night. What did you do?
I stopped using heat. So I set my hair with wraps that move. It makes my hair look so rich. And then I finished with gloss and polisher so I don't frizz on the dance floor. And I'm good to go.
It's still looking good today.
Well, we all look good.
Yeah. Ladies, we had a blast.
Yeah.
Organic Root Stimulator, nature's secret to healthier style hair.
Professional style. I'm your wrestling fan, and it is. Last Sunday of the year, and I get kind of emotional, a little choked up when we look at the end of a year. You know, the turning of a tide, the changing of the guard, if you will. Everything is going to begin to shift right now as we move into this next year. We have basically we completed a decade, right, in 2010, and now we have 2 years down, so we're basically completing a triad in the second decade of this millennium. So as we look at 2013, all of us are getting a little bit older. Right? And thinking about change of some sort. What is it that you want to add? What is it that you want to change? What is it that you want to bring? What is it that you want to be moving towards in your life in 2013, in the lives of your children, in the life of your family, in creating a family? You know, what are those things that you have in your heart that you want to see happening in this upcoming year? So I've never really been one for New Year's resolutions. Well, actually, that's not true. I've made them and didn't always keep them, right? But what I do always do is lay out what I want to see happen and what kinds of things I want to bring to fruition in the following months or the following year. And right now, what happened for me, which was really incredible, at the beginning of 2012, I began working with my teacher, Dr. Barbara DeAngelis. And my work with her has been around the area of transformation, personal growth and transformation. And if you're familiar with Dr. Barbara DeAngelis, you are familiar with her books, Are You the One for Me?, Secrets About Men Women Should Know, How Did I Get Here?, which is her most recent publication. Those books bring together a tremendous amount of information about self-growth and also where you are personally. And what I have come to believe throughout my life is that you cannot, let me say it this way, it's really a lot easier to accomplish those things that you want to accomplish in your life when you have done the work that you, all the work that you can do to become the person that you want to be. And you can look at, I look at that in a lot of different areas, whether you're looking at the person that you want to spend your life with, your partner, your mate, your husband, your spouse. If you're looking at how you want to raise your children and what you want to instill in them and teach them, anything that you want to teach to others, whether you're a teacher of some, and we're all teachers, right? But whether you're literally a teacher in a classroom, a motivational speaker, inspirational talker, ministerial leader, spiritual leader, spiritual teacher, you're a mentor, whatever it is that you do in your life, you are bringing what's in you to those that you are depositing in. And in order to best do that, the most important thing to do would be to make sure that what's in you is exactly what you want to be in you. And what's not in you, you can begin to shift it, shape it, correct it, and so forth, so that you are eliminating those things that you really don't want to live with, like anger, like fear, like frustration, like disappointment, like vengefulness, like grudges, a lot of things that many, many people don't even realize that they're walking around with. A lot of things, baggage, if I can put it simply, baggage. So in walking around with your own baggage, you bring that to every relationship you walk into, whether it's your relationship with your boss on your job, your relationship with your own employees at your own business, your relationship with colleagues, your relationship with people you network with, your relationship with your spouse, your partner, your relationship with your children, even your relationship with God. So looking at yourself has got to be one of the most important things that we can do. So in the Bible, it even calls for the transformation of the inner man. I've got so much to talk. I've got so much to talk about. You know, it's so funny that as a host of an internet radio broadcast, one of the most frightening things is when your co-hosts don't show up, right? So for whatever reason, my co-host Ronnie is unable to be with us tonight, and my other co-host, Jerome, is not able to be with us tonight. And let me just tell my friend Natalie to hold on a second. Hold on one second, Natalie. When they're not here, I'm always concerned, oh my goodness, what am I going to talk about? And then I start talking and I can't stop. I've got so much to share with you. So we're going to enjoy the evening tonight because, you know, God does things in his own time, his own way. So I'm going to take a quick break and we're going to pay some bills, play a couple of commercials right here for a second, and we'll be back in just a moment. So sit tight, stay with me, and we'll be back.
Up. A short word that's a tall order. Stand up. Get up. Step up. Up demands that you rise to the challenge. Up your game. up the ante. And if you stumble, you get back up. Then raise yourself higher than before. It's not easy, and not everyone is up to it. That is, up to up. But we are. Because we're in the business of up. Every day, Delta flies a quarter of a million people to 330 destinations worldwide, while investing billions of dollars, improving everything from booking to baggage claim. We're raising the bar on flying. You could say we're upping up. And tomorrow, we will up it yet again.
Look at these pictures. Okay, your hair was so beautiful last night. What did you do?
I stopped using heat. So I set my hair with Wrap Set Mousse. It makes my hair look so rich. And then I finished with gloss and polisher so I don't frizz on the dance floor. And I'm good to go.
It's still looking good today.
Well, we all look good.
Yeah. Ladies, we had a blast.
Yeah.
Organic Root Stimulator, nature's secret to healthier styled hair.
When you buy a car, what are you really buying? A shiny coat of paint? A list of features? What about the strength of the steel? The integrity of its design? Or how it responds in extreme situations? The deeper you look, the more you see the real differences. And the more you understand what it means to own a Mercedes-Benz. The C-Class. The engineering of Mercedes-Benz. Starting at $33,600.
Starting Sunday, this coming Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a new show called Professional Style, where we talk about singles, professionals, parents, travel, lifestyle, and living. If you are a professional, if you're single, you're a parent, or whatever your status in life, Professional Style, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Ask Kathleen Network.
Everywhere are finding ways to keep kids active and healthy. Get ideas, get involved, get going at letsmove.gov.
Hands can do incredible things. This is the sound of 326 hands playing Mozart. This is the sound of 10,942 hands showing appreciation. 64 hands building a house for the homeless. 142 hands swimming a triathlon. 18 hands winning the big game. And this is the sound of two hands helping to save a life. It's called hands-only CPR, and it's recommended by the American Heart Association. If an adult suddenly collapses, call 911, then push hard and fast in the center of their chest until help arrives. It's incredibly easy and effective. Hands can do incredible things. But nothing compares to using them to help save a life. Find out more about this latest method of CPR at handsonlycpr.org. A message from the American Heart Association and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to Professional Style. You are listening to Kathleen Williams, your host. And I just love, and this is in honor of Jerome S.
Kathleen, you're on mute because I can't hear you, and I just got muted.
Okay, well, I have, let's see, can you hear me now?
Yep, I can hear you now.
Okay, great. Well, hopefully I'm on the air now.
You are.
Welcome. Thank you for joining. How are you?
I'm good. And
good.
Shocked. See, I told you, you just put me on the air. I have no clue of anything. I'm just here. I'm good.
Oh, there's nothing to have a clue about other than
I didn't know if you was walking me into something.
No, not at all.
Okay.
Not at all. Welcoming in Mr. Jerome Esprit of EspritNet News joining us. Thank you for calling in to hang out with us tonight here on Professional Style. Great to have you.
Well, thanks for having me.
My co-host.
Okay.
I've anointed you co-host.
Okay. Well, I shouldn't say thanks for having me then, should I? I'm already here.
Yeah, I was just talking a little bit about the import, you know, just really going into 2013 and being in, you know, looking at the last year, or the last Sunday, last day as we embark on New Year's Eve, the end of 2012, and the importance of, for me, how important it was this year to embark on like transformation and learning more about quantum living. And all year we've been talking about doing a show about quantum, and I don't know if you want to talk a little bit about it tonight or if you want to wait until January, because I don't want to put you on the spot. But the things that I've learned from you and the, you know, reading that I've done and the work that I've done on transformation has been so fruitful for 2012, and it just makes it that much more exciting moving into 2013 with a different frame of mind and outlook on life.
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, if you want to go into that, it's fine. I don't know. I don't know what to say. I don't know why I'm kind of tongue-tied on that. But if you want to talk about quantum and how it looks generally, we can talk about that.
Okay. All right. So one of the so if it's easier, you know, I'll just ask a few questions and so forth. Well, and of course, the first thing, you know, the first time you introduced the idea of quantum to me, you know, the first thing was, okay, what is that exactly? You know, quantum living, what is that? Because, you know, we talk about quantum physics. Quantum, when you first mentioned it, the first thing I asked you about, I think, was neurological thinking. And why is it escaping me right now? NLP is what I thought about initially, because that was another thing that, you know, a lot of people who talked to me about quantum before talked also about NLP, and you had pointed out the difference to me. But tell me and tell us about what is quantum and quantum living.
Well, we'll start from quantum mechanics generally, and as it applies to physics, it's just kind of looking at matter, looking at time, and looking at space as this endless wave of opportunity, or this endless wave of possibilities. So when you talk about quantum, and you talk about like the micro levels of cell structures, it just means that there are things that we can't see. There are things that we don't understand, and things that we project. And so quantum kind of fuses the thought of us not having a good understanding of anything, really, when you talk about quantum. But quantum living, as you know, I'm still ironing out parts of a book that I'm writing that's called Quantum Living. And I'm talking about how to apply living spiritually in your day-to-day movement. So quantum living to me, as you know, I'm writing, is just how to apply living spiritually in a physical world.
I just love the sound of that. I do. I just love the sound of that, because even in church, a lot of times they're always reminding us, listen, you are a spiritual being in a physical world, not the other way around.
Right.
You know, and sometimes, sometimes you can get tripped up a little bit, or I can't, let me talk about me also, you know, just get tripped up a little bit when you think about being a spiritual being in a physical world as opposed to a physical being trying to find your way, stumbling through a spiritual world. It's not quite that. So I just love the reminder of that, the sound of it all the time, and to really get a grasp of that is not always that easy.
Right. And, you know, it is because we don't live that way. I mean, we're not taught to understand that we're spiritual beings more than we're taught to react off of the physical. Like, living in the physical world just says, if somebody has a nice car, they're probably successful, and so we strive to deceive all day with images and materialism and all of those things that are just not real in the spiritual world. They're just kind of illusions of, I don't know a really good way of putting it, but it's just kind of an illusion of what we're projecting. So quantum talks about that. In the spiritual world, you are projecting what it is that you think your reality, what your reality is, and who you think you are. You are self-projecting that. It has nothing to do with how other people see you. You are creating the same energy to create all of those things that you don't like and the things that you do like. Whatever you focus on the most is what you have in your life.
That's always a difficult concept. So I want to, you know, break down the pieces of it, because I remember how difficult it was for me to really grab that. And it started back with, let's say, the law of attraction.
Yes.
And thinking about the law of attraction, and when I was first introduced to that with the Hicks, you know, Abraham,
Esther and Jerry Hicks.
Yeah, Esther and Jerry Hicks with the when she channels with Abraham, and then of course the Secret, the movie and the book by Rhonda Byrne, and the other you know, books and so forth that were written about the law of attraction by others that, you know, ensued from the whole concept. And so the law of attraction was kind of difficult, you know, for a lot of people to imagine. You know, it's like, okay, well, you're going to attract what you are and what you think about. So if you focus on money, you'll get money. If you focus on cars, you'll get your car. If you focus, you know, that's kind of how people were trying to think of it, and it doesn't work like that at all. So to think about what you're focusing on, it's not so common for people to understand the foundation of that. So can, you know, do you understand what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
Because people try to make it so simple, like, okay, well, you know, I want a house, so let me just sit here. I'm going to focus on a house. And in that, they're kind of really focusing on the lack of a house, you know, as opposed to focusing on a house or what that thing is that they want, and not really understanding the whole peacefulness and, you know, the energy behind it. And even relating, well, I want to back into, you know, the Bible, because it's all related. It's all right there. So anyway, I just wanted to offer that because you helped me see the nuances on what you're focusing on.
Okay, and we can go into this if you want to, but I'll start with the law of attraction. Now, you know, there's many universal laws, right? There's a law of repulsion, a law of polarity. There's all these different laws, but we'll start with the law of attraction because it happens to be pretty strong. All of them are, you know, have equal weight, I guess. But law of attraction is just a concept. It's not even a concept. Law of attraction is the universal law that says that whatever it is that you put energy towards is what you manifest. Like, very simple, that's all it is. So if you're a person, and I had this conversation recently with someone, because it's actually kind of, I guess it's funny to me a little bit, is that people who don't, people who like scary movies happen to be the scariest people in the world, right? And I ask, why are you attracted to watch scary movies when you're scared to be in the house by yourself or you're scared to walk to your car? Why do you watch scary movies? You're creating the energy that allows you to be scared.
Yeah.
Right? And so law of attraction just says whatever it is that you think about the most, that's what manifests in your life. And someone would say, well, it's because someone broke my car. And I would have to ask, is this a chicken and an egg issue? Were you watching a lot of crime shows before it happened, or did you it happen and then you watch crime shows? Right? Because you're creating the energy that allows things to pass in your life and things to happen. And I think when someone's not explaining it to you in a simplistic way that way, you never get how are you supposed to think about what you're projecting.
Mm-hmm.
So if you just look at it at what you're getting in life, I can actually tell you what it is that you're thinking. Because they're all relative. It's all kind of relational.
Yeah. And we could go into that other aspect of it a little bit later. But that has a place, of course, all of these laws that you just described have a place in quantum living, right?
Yes. Yes. Actually, there's a section that I'm actually going to explain the different laws. There's not very many.
Yeah,
but there's about 11 or so. But it's not very many. It's just kind of like law of polarity, for example, is just a law that says that you can't have law of polarity says it's a law of balance, right? You can't have something until you give something up. So it's kind of like looking at your closet, for example, when it gets too full of clothes. You say, I should not buy anything unless I get rid of something to make room for it. So the way that applies to your general life is that if you're a person who's, you know, I was just watching Friday, so I'm going to use this word. If you're a stingy person, so I know this is not black-on-black crime, so I'll say it this way. If you're a person that gouges or a person that holds on to stuff, you can't have anything. People don't normally offer you things because you can't let anything else go.
Mm-hmm.
So it will start to manifest in your life all of these attitudes about you gouging. So you'll say, well, nobody ever gives me anything. It's because you don't give somebody else something as well. So you would think, I don't give them anything because they don't give me anything. But you are projecting the energy that creates the environment which manifests itself physically to begin with.
Yeah, and there's so many ways, you know, to look at that. You know, when you talk in giving, all the things that you could think of giving, whether it's like literally giving something physical or giving someone, you know, giving love, giving a positive energy, giving whatever it is that you're giving, money, giving everything, and you know, the thought of quantum living as a part of, you know, if I can use this word, transformation for people to help them live the lives that they're really seeking to live is kind of important, I think. I think it's really important, and it's something that escapes folks sometimes, and I haven't quite figured out why that is.
Why? Wait a minute. Why? What is? I didn't hear the last part.
Why that is? You know, in other words, when I talk with people about the various things they want to accomplish in their lives, or things that they want to change in their lives, or things that they even want, you know, that they want to see happen for them, and the idea of changing their thoughts,
right.
You know, being spiritual. Escapes them, you know.
Right. Well,
and I was saying that I haven't quite figured out why that is.
Well, I just think that you it's kind of like you have to pull back from one world to be in the other, right? And so, if we look at this from a And I, personally, I think it's an interesting thing about what how people are taught the Bible, for example, and not meaning to open this can of worms, but, well, actually, I don't care. So let's, we
can. Well, I'm really glad you did, because I wanted to open it anyway, so I'm glad you opened it.
Oh, yeah, actually, you know, personally, I never care one way or another. I just know that some people are very squeamish about it, but we can say it this way. It's kind of like reading the Bible and not know that they're a book of stories, and the book of stories come from a place that says you really have to understand the intent or the symbolism or the overall energy of the story more than you have to apply the exact same story to your life. So when you see a story that Jesus says, when a sick man comes up and Jesus heals him and says, go forth and tell no one, you need to understand that's a quantum thing. Like that flat is Jesus saw the energy around him, even though he couldn't see it himself, because he can see through the particle mass, and he projected wellness on him. He did not heal him. He didn't give him a shot. He didn't give him a pill. He didn't give him an aspirin. He gave him nothing. He projected wellness on him, which made him well. But he said, since, you know, you guys are not ready for this, go forth and tell no one, because, honestly, he would have gotten killed if he would have said, Jesus just healed me. So you can take projection. Even when you read the Bible, I mean, it speaks about this a lot in the Bible, about how quantum thinking or quantum behavior interacts with us spiritually. And so, you know, it's a whole part of learning to walk, you know, walk in the, I can't think of a religious way to say this, but you want to walk in the path of Jesus. Like Jesus kind of says, you can do this too. You need to aspire to do this. It's not a trying of doing it. You need to do it. And so in quantum living, you have to actually be that. You have to understand that you are a spiritual being and project a little bit more, opposed to saying, oh, I can't do that, it's too hard. I don't, you know, our minds don't think like that. And I recently spoke about this, where some people were talking about the prophecies of the Mayan calendar ending, but it was all in the concept of it, of understanding that we're coming into a spiritual age. So even with the Mayan calendar, I thought it was really ironic or crazy, I don't know which one was which, that you had people who weren't spiritual trying to interpret something that was spiritual. It was really interesting to me.
Yeah. Yeah.
So when scared half the population to death because people didn't go with the same with the same energy that the intent of the Mayans came with. Now, I've seen a couple of, you know, through kind of YouTube stuff and other people at lectures who were actually Mayans talk about it. And they just said it's a new age, it's spirituality, it's energy. And people generally wouldn't even listen to that. They just go, oh, no, the calendar ends, so it must mean something else. Like they want to cry wolf.
So the Mayans. Talk to me about the Mayans. Is the Mayans calendar, is this, yeah, M-A-Y-A-N, Mayan calendar 2012.
What do you want to know about it? The Mayans created a calendar. Well, the Mayans created a calendar that was based on, I want to say it was more than 5,000 years. I can't think of the exact number right now. But they created this long, long calendar. And the Mayans were so good at calculating the placement of the Earth to the stars to general time that their calculations of a year or 24 hours in a day, that kind of calculation, was so much on point that it's better than our calculations now with computers. The Mayan calculations are still like 5/100ths. To the point better than ours is right now. And so the Mayans had really good, for a lack of a better word, better technology or a better way of seeing it, but it came from a different space. And so we always kind of look to, it's interesting that we can go back 5 and 10,000 years for wisdom that we don't have, but we still think that we know more than everyone else now.
Isn't that something?
Not something to me. I just think that energy is never lost, right? It's just in a suspended state. So with quantum, as it just says, that we have all of that knowledge, we have access to energy and to knowledge and to all of these things, as long as you can sit back and understand that you have to do something to see it. And what you have to do most of the time is meditate and have a different understanding. I did say that in an easy way because I don't really know how to tell any individual how to do that. It's very difficult. You have to seek knowledge yourself. But a good way to put yourself on a path of understanding is to let go of what it is that you think you know.
That's so great. The only word that I could think of for that, Jerome, is yummy.
And when I hear yummy, I think of food. So, okay.
See, you know, but there's no other way to describe that, because really, in 2012, it was before 2012. But I want to say that it kind of began to really manifest at lightning speed for me in 2012. But literally, I came to a point where, you know, I was aware of the fact that those things that I wanted to seek, the knowledge that I wanted, I had to seek it. And I can't, just like you're saying, it's hard to tell anybody how to do that. But when you get to that point, it appears for you.
I don't think it's difficult.
The way I can explain it.
Yeah, I don't think it's difficult to tell them. I think in understanding, you kind of graduate to it, right? So you increment yourself to understanding, and usually it comes through someone else. So we kind of look at mentoring folks and all of those other things as ways of understanding, but what I think it is I think that sometimes we get caught in validating nonsense, and so it's hard to get away from the common delusion of that, whatever that nonsense is, to be free enough to say, wait a minute, let me seek something else. So we have, especially as a nation, like I think what happens, especially with television and internet and all these other things, we come into this like common delusion sometimes of one thing where it's something totally different. I'll put it this way, I won't be too cryptic about it. I'll just say this. It's like looking at the presidential election where everyone says, I didn't know that was going to happen.
Uh-huh.
You know, you can say it's not going to happen and go, no, that's all I hear on TV. That's all I see in the newspapers. That's all. It's because everyone had the same common delusion all at the same time. I mean, there is nothing you can really do about the programming opposed to stop watching it and see how you felt about it, and it would probably give you a whole different sense of what reality was.
Absolutely. This last one and the first and the 2008 election as well.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many conversations I got in with people who were like, oh, absolutely not. You're nuts if you think this man is going to win. There's no way. You know, America's not ready. You know, all the horrible things that people could say and did say. And it didn't matter what nationality they were. As a matter of fact, I had more conversations with black people who were sure that he wouldn't be elected than I did with any other nationality.
Right, and it was based on some really old thinking. So, you know, when we talk about, you know, just thinking in a spiritual sense, you have to graduate to that. So we don't usually give ourselves enough credit for learning after the age of 18. You know, it's kind of like I solidified what it is that I know, and now I know everything so I don't have to go back and revisit it. But, you know, wisdom tells you that you don't know anything at any given, you don't know enough at any given time to stop learning.
Mm-hmm.
So what happens is you would look at, you know, whether it's black people in the community or political pundits and those guys who are on who says, oh, no, I don't think that's going to happen. It's like, yeah, you don't think it's going to happen until you see it happen. And that's way
right.
too late. That's why our leaders don't come from those pool of people either.
Well, explain that.
Well, you know, it's like doing, I've done shows before where you'll have panelists that'll say things like, oh, this is how it's going to be, watch and see, and they will project something out that they are hoping is coming, right? Because they just want to be right. But people who are leaders will see something, and they will manifest what they want it to be. So if you said to me, who do you think is going to be, I don't know, the next president? I would have to take a lot of things in consideration without saying, who is everybody talking about now? Because I know whoever the number one person is now is not going to be president. That's all I do know, right?
Uh-huh.
So you would think, you would learn how to think outside of everybody else's delusion. Like you, that programming of what is being spoken in the air now gets a lot of energy, and so it gets a lot of negative energy, and it never manifests because once you put something out in the universe, you are drawing energy to it one way or another. So I'll say it this way, in a business sense, because I've heard this a lot from a lot of different people, and I know Esther Hicks speaks about this when you talk about Abraham and a lot of the spiritual teachers, they talk about this. If you have an idea of what you want to do, don't tell anybody. Like, you project it, you see yourself doing it, and you go do it. Because once you tell them, they are lending energy to it. And if they're negative, they are projecting that you're going to fail at it, right? And so you have something pushing against whatever it is that you're thinking positive of. So most business people don't tell anybody. They just get out and do it.
I'm over here laughing because that has been and Ronnie's not here tonight, but that's been our mantra since I can't even tell you when. Like, as soon as you come up with something, don't tell anybody. And even as an attorney, I tell people that. You know, when you have an idea, don't tell anybody. Put everything that you need to put in place. Get to working on it. Don't show it to anybody. Don't ask anybody to edit it. Don't ask anybody to shape it, cut it, sculpt, whatever. Just do it. And then by the time people are, you know, lending stuff to it, it's already done.
Right. But here's the problem with that. Like, at the same time, most of the time when you have ideas, we're taught when we're little, like at a very young age, you're going to need some help. So you need to tell somebody. So once you tell them, you need to see if it's a good or a bad idea. You know, we're told that in the black community, for example, that anytime something happens, we need to get together and decide what this is going to be. And it's pretty much a really common mistake that we make is that whenever we have open meetings to do anything, nothing ever gets done. So we kind of take it in as a community to say that we can't get nothing done. But the truth is that in other communities, they don't tell everybody. They have a small group, they go out and do it, and then it's done before you even know that they were getting started on it. We have to open air everything, which leads to a lot of fighting.
So what you're saying is tell people, but not everybody.
No. I'm not saying it that way. I'm saying tell people who spiritually are going in the same direction.
Okay.
Right? Okay. So if you have an idea, right, if you ask a business person, for example, business people know that there's no such thing as a bad idea, right? That's a person who is in business, not a person who thinks that they're in business. A business person knows that there's no bad idea. And the reason why we all know that this is true is because years ago I never thought someone would be able to sell water. I just never thought it was possible.
Right.
That was my life lesson on that, in that theory.
Right.
You know, who would buy water?
One of the biggest industries possible right now.
Right.
Is water. Everybody getting in it. And that's great idea. Just depends
right.
on...
Well, even when we were younger, they sold pet rocks.
That's right.
I mean, people bought rocks.
That's right. Pet rocks.
And I guarantee you they'll make a comeback. No, hey, you know what? If you're going to get any advice from the show, pet rocks is going to make... Everything kind of is a cycle. It depends on how you market and dress it up. So there are no such bad ideas. It just seems outrageous to us that anybody would buy pet rocks or dirt or something, you know,
right.
or chia pet.
Chia
Not
pet.
Bashing any of those guys. They made a lot of money.
A ton.
Mm-hmm.
A ton. And
right.
trolls and all those other things. And so, but anyway, I wanted to, before we go on, I definitely want to come back and bring more with my co-host and political strategist and creator of Esprit Net News Radio. We'll be back to talk a little bit more. Jerome, you have a moment for us to take a quick break?
Yes.
Okay,
I'm
great.
Good.
So we'll take a quick break, and we will be back in just a second. You're listening to Professional Style. I'm your host, Kathleen Williams, and it is the last Sunday in 2012, the last Sunday in 2012. But like I always say, you can really save your butt in 24 hours. So if there's something that you still need to do, if there's something that you still wanted to accomplish in 2012, so we are. Starting Sunday, this coming Sunday, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, a new show called Professional Style, where we talk about singles, professionals, parents, travel, lifestyle, and living. If you are a professional, if you're a single, you're a parent, or whatever your status in life, Professional Style, every Sunday night at 8 p.m. right here on Ask Kathleen Network.
Welcome to Move Time Radio, presented by the Arthritis Foundation. Ah, that's a good one. Get up and dance, baby. If you're driving, pull over to the shoulder. If you're at work, yeah, time to violate the employee handbook. See, movement is just one of the ways to help fight osteoarthritis pain. Another is weight loss. You get rid of just 1 pound, that's 4 pounds of pressure off each knee. For more information on managing pain, visit fightarthritispain.org, baby. This message is brought to you by the Arthritis Foundation and the Ad Council.
If you would like 2-carat diamonds for only $49, then come to Tom Tuckman's Diamond Mine. If you would like personal service, then do not come to Tom Tuckman's Diamond Mine, because he passed away last week at 47 from the same disease that got his father, so he won't be around for his family. And it could have been detected early with a simple test, but Tom didn't get it.
Have you gotten the medical test you need? For a list of tests every man should have, go to AHRQ.gov. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
We got the spirit. We're hot. We can't be stopped. We got the spirit. We're hot. We can't be stopped. We're going to beat them and bust them.
The smallest moments can have the biggest impact on a child's life.
A little bit rowdy. R-O-W-D-Y.
Take time to be a dad today. Call or visit fatherhood.gov to learn more.
Winning 2 Olympic gold medals for Team USA still doesn't feel real to me. Achieving my dream feels like a dream. I hope I can inspire people to take AT&T's pledge to never text and drive. My reason to pledge is for both of my families, my host family and my family at home. Find your reason and take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. It can wait. Take the pledge now at itcanwait.com.
That's right.
our Point Counterpoint program, Black on Black Crime, is in your neighborhood. Now, it's not what you think. Black on Black Crime is when black people overtly focus, criticize, or analyze other black people in areas they won't consider anyone else. So check us out every Monday right here.
I didn't hear you. You blacked out on me a little bit, so I didn't hear it
left. Really, more about quantum living. Just add a little something, like in the way you look at live a spiritual being. I love that. I just love. And you know, as we closed out the set right before this. You were talking a little bit more about that, so I just want to turn the floor back over to you because as part of professional style, you know, your mental health aspects, your healthy aspects, your physical health, mental health, spiritual health, all of those things boxed up together in one can be advanced, if you will, by thinking about quantum living or learning a little bit about quantum living, I would say.
Well, yeah, there's I guess there are a lot of things. I mean, we're coming again, the prophecy of 1221 is that we're into a spiritual age, and I think that there are more people that can hear that now than ever before. And for the years leading up to now, probably since the early 90s, I want to say mid-90s maybe. I can't remember when these shows came out. But if you look at shows like the very popular shows, like X-Files and Charmed and all of these shows started.
Angel.
Which one?
Angel and all that stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah, I don't know. I don't really know that show, but I remember it. But if you look at that and look at Lisa Williams, The Medium, or John Edward, or Char Margonis, like those guys started really hitting the airwaves on television, where television would never acknowledge any of this stuff. And so it was interesting, at some point we started coming into an age where it was seeping into everybody's consciousness about spirituality. Ghost Whisper and all of those shows, you know, came out. And now we're in a time that people can actually hear it. We are truly in a spiritual age that's not foreign to everyone. So
yeah.
It's actually, you know, again, in the 80s or the 70s, people would never, and when I say never, they would never hear any of this stuff.
Yeah. And then what comes along with it, too, I don't want to really go into that a whole lot, but what I'm noticing that comes along with the whole spirituality or the spiritual age is a lot of bucking against it. And then, you know, and looking both at the, as you look at the spiritual age, looking at the good versus evil. So as many shows about vampires and all these other things are popping up at the same time. So, you know,
Well, that's why I was conscious about Angel. Like, not those movies. We've always had, you know, Dracula, vampire movies and all of that stuff and Night of the Living Dead, horror movies. We're not talking about that. We're talking about the stuff that made you comfortable with spirituality. Like Ghost Whisper, it has nothing gory about it, like the way Ghost Whisper, or even Charmed. Charmed had a fight against one or the other, but Charmed still kind of had some sense into supernatural. And so did, you know, the X-Files. So I was saying those shows that were mainstream on prime time, that was a different that's a different genre of movies. You can make fun of anything when you talk about horror movies, and it won't really get too much scrutiny. But when we start talking about normal people, you know, having some access to anything spiritual, that used to be kind of taboo for television. You know, Bewitched and I Dream of Jeannie were fun shows. I can't say that, just never. But nobody would actually take that to mean anything other than it's just kind of a path to get here, right? But it really was lighthearted. But Ghost Whisperer and those things aren't. And like I said, John Edwards and, you know, Char Margonis and Lisa Williams and all of those other guys who are out there now doing spiritual. There's a, what is it, the medium from, she's from, I want to say she's from Long Island or something, but there's like another medium show that's
Long Island Medium, right. That's on TV. Yeah. She just started, yeah.
Yep, and so you watch people like Oprah or even Dr. Oz to some degree starting to bring those guys on as well. So it seeped into mainstream consciousness that we can at least hear it. And so once you can hear something, then it, you know, sometimes triggers something in you to let you know that whatever those thoughts, whatever it is that you're thinking, it's okay. It's okay to explore some other things because we normally are programmed to think one way and only one way.
Yeah. The one of the interesting shows, a show that I actually like a lot and watch a lot, is The Mentalist. And while he, and that's an interesting, I don't know if you've ever watched it, but it's interesting because he never said, he always says that he's not a psychic, and yet what he brings to the table is the whole medium, right? And he is always battling against the folks that they do bring in who say they are psychics. It's an interesting dynamic. But
right. So the mentalist is a cynic, right? So it's a way of combating spiritual aspects. Oh, no,
right.
No, it must mean this because his shoes was untied and that must mean his shoe
was
off. And no, that's different. So you can always have a cynical version of spirituality. So the mentalist is to combat that, saying that he's just smarter than everybody else. He looks at details more than everyone else.
Exactly.
But
what I was saying, it's an interesting dynamic because at the same time as you bring out more of the mediums, you have the shows that come on to, you know, to ridicule it, if you will. The other person I was going to mention was Montel Williams, who has had Sylvia as a regular on his show for the, I don't know, maybe the last 5 years or more.
He's had who on?
Sylvia Brown.
Oh, right, uh-huh.
As a regular on his show for years. I want to say more than 5 years she's been a regular on his program.
Right.
And yeah, some of the other talk shows I've done it too. And as well, you see a lot more ministers and preachers and so forth that are accepted in ways that they were not always accepted on television and on news programs and so on and so forth. As a matter, Reverend Al Sharpton is on MSNBC. You know, so it's interesting to me to see all the different ways.
You know, but without you creating a black-on-black crime, I want to say this. When you look at people like Jerry Falwell or Pat Robertson or all of those guys on TV doing regular news, nobody says jack about that. So we have this thing about, you know, putting people in specific spaces. And I don't think Reverend Sharpton specifically or Reverend Dr. Eric Michael Dyson, who is also a reverend, I don't think that they actually put religion into them doing the news. I've never really seen them do it, but I think that those are still stigmas, and so it just kind of says that here are the new black folks, let's put them on television. I think it's a kind of a lack of creativity when it comes to major media to what they will and will not accept at any given time. I'm not saying the media is still not racist and very conservative, because they are, but they only swallow, you know, when we talk about spirituality, they're letting some of that stuff go by, but the very overt things that they're still very conscious of and careful with.
I'm not sure I understand what you mean.
Well, you know, when it comes to race and when it comes to images on television and on the movies or at the movies, it is still very segregated. And I know we talk about like movies like what's the movie that just came out? We're going to talk about this on Black on Black Crime again, but the movie Django, for example, where everybody's going back and forth on if it's disrespectful or not and blah, blah, blah. But the trick is, and the honest answer to evaluate Hollywood is, yes, they can make that movie because Quentin Tarantino is doing the movie, but technically Tyler Perry movies and even Friday and Next Friday and those are New Line Cinema movies, which is an English company, which is Britain, right? So they literally still for black movies, Hollywood is not accepting, even with the success that some of those movies have had, it is still the foreign news or the foreign movie companies that are actually producing and paying for these movies to be made in this country. It is not Paramount or, you know, 20th Century Fox. They're still not making those movies.
And when you say those movies, you're talking about Tyler Perry and...
No, not just Tyler Perry. I'm saying black audience movies.
Black audience movies, period. Just in general.
Period.
Yeah. Well, and I'm in agreement with you on both counts. But when I was talking, when I mentioned Reverend Al, it was not to just so that anybody listening recognizes that I wasn't in criticizing him or saying that he should not be on MSNBC. I wasn't suggesting that at all, or saying that he is talking religion on it either, because I watch his program, and I know that he's doing politics more than anything, more than news. I think, what's the title of his show? Isn't it Political Something?
It's Politic Nation.
Politic Nation, yeah, he's talking politics.
He ran for president.
Yeah, as opposed to anything else, and that's something that he knows well. So he was actually on numerous panels before he landed that show, Politics Nation. He was on several panels with Donna Brazile and several others, and during the Democratic Convention, they were often going to Reverend Sharpton for a commentary about the election and the campaign in 2008. You know, before he hit this show, because this is now his 1 year. We just celebrated his 1 year anniversary on Politics Nation in November, I believe it was. He started. It was in November. So the show is doing quite well. But the Falwell and who was the other guy that you mentioned?
What did you say?
I said Jerry Falwell, and who was the other guy that you mentioned?
Pat Robertson.
Yes. But aren't they on TBN or whatever stations they are?
You know what? I'm glad you said that. They have been on every major network. They've been on CNN. They've been on C-SPAN. They've been on PBS. They just keep rolling from one to the other. Fox, CNBC, they roll. So they have not been off the air since probably the 70s.
You're absolutely right. They've been on TV since I was watching TV.
And you know why? It's because there's always going to be an audience for them.
Yeah.
So if one major network lets them go, they'll work someplace else. But Arsenio has not worked since he got off that one network.
And you know what? He was supposed to have come back months ago, as a matter of fact. Arsenio was supposed to have come back in 2012.
Oh, like, well, they just shot the trailer for his show, so his show is coming back at the beginning of the year.
Is it coming back in January?
Mm-hmm.
But we've been listening to this for about a year, though, right, that he was coming back?
No, not quite a year. I mean, I think he just got offered his deal maybe 6 months ago or so. I mean, he about a year ago, he said he would like to go come back on TV. And he was, he said he just thought it was time. And but nobody's been ringing his phone off the hook. And, again, you have never seen any high-energy African-American type of late-night show either. I mean, it's always been really safe. And so I don't, without going into that too much, I'm just saying, like, you know, we get recycled, like, individually, whereas, you know, they, as far as the greater community is concerned, you can watch Lou Dobbs get fired off of 5 networks and he'll be on another one tomorrow.
Even, what's his name? What was his? Imus.
Yeah. There's always a taker.
Always a taker. And what was the other guy, the one that ended up going to Sirius Radio, the crazy guy? What was his name?
Oh, Howard Stern. He's still on.
Howard Stern.
Well, no, he didn't get kicked off. They just offered him a lot of money. And he voluntarily left because of the money was high on Sirius.
Oh, okay. Wow. So, anyway, for just, and as you talk about these folks who get recycled, I know there's race that has a whole lot to do with it as well, with what we're talking about right now. But for those listening and thinking about quantum living, how can they look at quantum living to manifest in their lives what they want to see manifested in the coming years, in 2013?
Well, I would say this, like in a very simple way. You can kind of do an internet search, but just look at universal laws and check out, there are many people out there that you can kind of look at, but to practice being, it's kind of like practicing prayer. You know, it takes, you know, people go to church and they pray, but knowing how to pray is more important than actually praying, right? You're not supposed to ask for anything in your prayer. If you open yourself up for information, right, you can ask a question, but you have to look for the answer. And so a part of, you know, just kind of living that way is knowing how to be opposed to somebody else telling you what to be. And I know that sounds a little confusing. I can explain that. I just had to let that out really quickly. But, you know everything that you need to know. You have to live a little easier and not put so much pressure on yourself to know something. Because everything that you need to know, you already know. And if you don't know it, you have access to knowing. So it's a spiritual, from a spiritual perspective, it is having confidence that you are already in the know and you shouldn't have to go look for it. You know, it's kind of like how little kids are. Like when you're born that way, little kids have a really good ability to go around a bunch of little kids they don't know and just start playing because they don't use their ego to think, let's see what kind of shoes they have on. Let's see, they look like they were in a deep conversation, so I didn't want to go over. Like, they don't use that. And so as you get older, you don't know how to shut off that part of your thinking about assessing everything, you know, when you wake up in the morning. So a part of being having some kind of spiritual understanding about positioning, you really have to pull back and be, right, and breathe and learn how to do some form of meditation, whether it's in the morning or in the evening. You can do it once a day. But if you learn how to slow your thinking down, you won't have so much stress. And I think that's where the big thing comes in.
Wow. And, yeah. Stress is going to be one of the things that really is going to be important to learn how to eliminate. Well, not eliminate, rather, to reduce.
The trick is that you should not be that stressed. It's what causes all the ailments, right? And so we have all these ailments in our bodies because we're projecting stress. So I guess the thing to note is just to say you have to come to a point where we have to, as human beings, stop putting pressure on ourselves to be, because we already are. And so that is the moral thing about spirituality, is to know that you're in this life to learn lessons, and you can learn any lesson that you want to learn. And some people choose really difficult paths to learn lessons. You know, and when you want to do something, if you just put your energy into doing it and just do it, you'll have the chosen outcome that you want to have. But most of the time, we take bad jobs, we get into bad situations, just on bad advice. You don't really do what you want to do. You just wait for everybody else to validate what they think is cool.
Oh, could you say that again? That's so key.
No, I can't say it again, but it's just kind of funny to me that we just don't do that. We don't live that way. See, like, it's something that is learned behavior, and you almost have to see someone be. You have to see someone do that. I have a friend of mine, his wife, and she's a friend of mine as well, but she said that to me years ago. She said, you know, I would watch you and her husband, and she said, I had to change my behavior because I see how your dispositions are, and you guys are really not stressed over little things. She goes, I don't know if it's being a woman, but she goes, I watch you two, and you guys don't stress. You don't stress the same. And I said, well, we stress. But the trick is that everything is not that serious. I won't drop an ice cream cone or something to drink and get upset about it.
Right.
You put it in perspective. You're like, I can get something else to drink. Like, it doesn't really matter.
Right. And it is something that it's so interesting to see people stress a lot about stuff that's so unnecessary to stress about. But it becomes habit, it seems like. You know, it just, I don't know. I don't know where we learn it from, but something that appears to be habit or the accepted way to look at stuff. You know, this is supposed to upset me. Somebody cut me off on the highway, I'm supposed to be mad, you know. And
right. Instead of looking at this, now that's a good example. When someone cuts you off on I never understood road rage this way, but when somebody cuts you off on the highway, it puts them in front of you, right? And so there is this natural order of position. So I would always look at it in the spiritual sense of saying maybe they need to be ahead of me so that I'm aware of something.
Yeah.
So if there's an accident ahead, if there's whatever, you got put back in a position that is going to protect you. Everything that happens is for your benefit. And that is kind of a part of spiritual teachings that you have to understand. Whether somebody sees it negative or not is all in their head on what they perceive to be negative. But it's all for your benefit.
All for your benefit. That's it. You are listening to Professional Style, and we are listening to free drop knowledge on quantum living. All right, here on Professional Style on the Ask Kathleen Network, I am your host, Kathleen Williams. I'm joined by my co-host and guest tonight on Professional Style, talking about quantum. A couple more minutes left to conversation. The number is 909-265-9189. That's 909-265-9189. And we're going to take a real quick break, and we'll be back in just a second.
The Protein Effect, new Special K protein cereal. With 10 grams of protein and 3 grams of fiber, finally a protein cereal to help keep you fuller longer. Willpower, what will you gain when you lose?
Seems like you guys got a little gassed
enough
out.
Already. Come on, guys. Next question.
What's your favorite color?
What's my favorite color?
Yes.
Purple.
What's your favorite animal?
Sea turtle.
What's your bedtime? Do you believe in space aliens?
I love puppies.
Hash browns or home fries?
Home fries.
Do you like my dress?
Why can't you guys ask good questions like this?
For a chance to interview an NFL player, join Visa NFL Fan Offers and make your season epic.
Red Lobster's hitting the streets to tell real people about our new 15 under 15 menu.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, my gosh. This looks amazing.
That's a good deal. Wow.
It's so good.
Our new mainstays, 15 entrees under $15, seafood, chicken, and more.
Oh, the tilapia with roasted vegetables.
I'm actually looking at the wood grill chicken with portobello one toss.
You're so fascinated by the prices. You keep rambling on.
That pork chop was great.
No more fast food Fridays. We gotta go. We're gonna go to Red Lobster. Yeah.
Try our 15 under 15 menu and see food differently.
Blank. You're listening to Professional Style. I am your host, Kathleen Williams. I'm here with my co-host this evening and my guest who has been blessing us with some great information on quantum living. So welcome back, Jerome. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good, thanks. And I love these bumps that you have. They're just awesome.
No, you know what? You need some easy listening bumps. That is a little hard for you on a Sunday. You shouldn't be partying like that on Sunday.
I'm joking.
This is good
stuff.
And you're playing it again?
Yeah, I had to play it again. I really like it.
Oh, gosh.
I really like it. Thank you for all of the information, and I know it's hard to get all this concepts, you know, all the various aspects of quantum living into just, you know, 40 minutes to talk about it, but it's been really a great learning for me to talk with you about it when we've had the opportunity to talk about it, and how it just basically can, you know, shift your entire perspective on living and accomplishing those things that you want to accomplish. So, and making it so much easier. So what is the thing that you normally say to me, Jerome?
I don't know. What do I normally say?
Kathleen.
Yeah. I have to keep saying that, but you know, one day you will be.
Yeah, I know. A lot easier because I can get stressed, like you said, about a lot of stuff and worrying about it. And that brings me to the last segment that I wanted to make sure we talked about this evening, which is health and fitness, which is like the biggest thing that people think about for their New Year's resolutions, if they're making them, thinking about, you know, weight loss and changing, improving their health, just how they might shape that whole thing. And that's one of the things that I am learning to be easier about. And so if you could just talk a little bit more about that, you know, with regards to so many people just fighting, just, you know, like, I gotta lose weight. How am I gonna do that? You know, being so stressed and beating themselves up about not being able to accomplish their health and fitness goals. So I just wanted to bring that in for the end of the year. So Jerome, talk to me a little bit about that.
Well, you know, when you talk about health and fitness, I can't say that okay. So since you are what you eat, and since you are what you think, you have to look at your health and fitness as a mental health and fitness issue. You're manifesting weight based upon what your thoughts are. So the easiest way to say this is if you control what you're thinking, you will control how you're feeling, which then you will control physically the weight that you're gaining or the weight that you're losing. So you have to kind of acknowledge it is a thought process that creates the physical manifestation of weight. So just know that when you're stressed, your body feels stress, and when you feel a lack of something, your body feels it, and then you fill it with something. So you have to watch your thoughts and how you're feeling, and that will set you on a path to your own wellness. If you can control your thoughts and don't let it go on autopilot, then you will control your health.
You know what? You have been saying this to me all year, and I just got it.
Apparently, I haven't not said it in a way that you could hear me, did I?
I just got it. I just got it. Wow. And I, if you're listening, I hope you got it too. And if not, don't worry about it because it took me a year. So you'll be able to play this over and over until you get it. And what we'll do is talk more about health and fitness a lot. We've got a lot of guests coming up throughout the year. Jerome will be with us. Hopefully, Jerome, you'll be with us throughout 2013. And we'll talk more about this because, literally, Jerome has been sharing this with me for a long time. And I'm like, huh? What? I don't get it.
No.
But I got it tonight. I got
okay.
it. I did.
That's
I did.
All that matters. When you get it, you get it.
When I get it, I get it, and I'm not upset at myself for just getting it, because the point is that I got it, right? So
right, and more importantly, is that's how quantum works anyway. That's how understanding goes, and that shouldn't frustrate you in life, is that people can only hear you when it's time for them to hear you, no matter how much you yell, no matter how much you become unhinged about thinking that people are listening to you or not. You should never feel stressed from that, because you're only able to process what is at the same vibration that you are. So when you talk to anyone, if your energy does not match them, it is kind of the misinterpretation of equally yoked for me. But when your vibration is the same and you're on the same wavelength as someone else, then you get it. If you're not on the same wavelength, you don't get it.
At some point,
you just fall into it.
And I got it. Yay!
There you go.
I told everybody it's behind in 24 hours. So it is just a matter of getting it get all year long, and you get it in, hey, out of it. Oh boy. Jerome, thanks for being here with me. It's awesome. And
okay.
I want to wish you happy year.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, please. Always. And Happy New Year. Thanks for having me. And are you having Black on Black Crime tomorrow? Are we doing Black on Black Crime tomorrow?
Yes, Black on Black Crime tomorrow at 8 p.m. Eastern.
Well, tomorrow
is New Year's Eve. I thought about it, and I'm thinking maybe we may need to move it. But tomorrow, look for it in downloads if you don't get your message of saying what time the show comes on. But we will do a Black on Black Crime.
Okay, great. All right. Thanks, everybody, for listening. This is Kathleen Williams and my co-host, Jerome Esprit, who has also been our guest tonight, talking about quantum living. It has been a wonderful, wonderful year. Thank you so much for hanging out with us all the time on Professional Style here on the Ask Kathleen Network. We'll be back next week, Sunday, in the new year in 2013. So Happy New Year to you. Join Jerome tomorrow on the Ask Kathleen Network and on Esprit Radio Network for Black on Black Crime, and on Thursday nights at 11 p.m. for Esprit Net News Radio on Thursdays at 11 p.m. And have a Happy New Year, everybody. We'll see you next week.
Yeah.